The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. Jared and I are thrilled to have you here with us as always. And if you are new to Power on Plants, welcome. We are glad to have you as a part of our family. We cannot wait to meet you, get to know you more. And listen, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us. We love hearing your stories, hearing how the podcast is helping you. You can reach out to me at Anita@poweronplants.com or Jared. Jared@poweronplants.com.
Are we sharing that now? I thought that was a secret.
They can reach you too.
Like you probably couldn't have figured that out. So. Yeah,
it's a real secretive email.
But no, seriously, reach out to us. We love getting the emails. We love hearing from you. We love your questions. And your question might be a future podcast episode.
So absolutely.
Don't be afraid to reach out.
And odds are, if you have a question, one of your other sister friends has the same question too, and we are more than happy to answer them. We're here for you always. We care about you. We genuinely want you to find the freedom that we found. There are foods that hold you back in life, and really there is a lot of power of what goes on your fork, power to harm you or to heal you. And you think these things you've been diagnosed with or even your weight struggles, somehow you've come to believe that that's just how it is, or maybe there's a problem with me because I'm struggling with these things. You know, I've been on diet after diet, or I've tried all these different things and I just keep eating too much. I probably just am eating too many calories, or I'm so bad because I keep reaching for that one food that I know I shouldn't eat. Somehow there's guilt and all these things involved. What's beautiful about it, we're going to talk about that today. But one of the things that's beautiful after doing plant-based for a while is you find what we like to call food freedom, where if the food loses its hold on you, but it's not just that it has a hold on you, it's intentional. A lot of it is intentional on the part of the manufacturers. And we want you to understand what is happening in your body. Why do you, like we used to do, go get a Whopper meal, biggie sized, and then go get another one right after you're done? It's not because you're a bad person. It's not because there's something wrong with you. This is planned. It's intentional. There are craveability experts. Did you know that? There's an actual job title called craveability experts, that there are these people that work these jobs and it is their job to figure out how to make you keep coming back for more because it means more dollars in their pocket.
And I'll be honest, that actually sounds like a euphemism. I mean, craveability expert. Craveability. I don't know. You connect the dots there. It sounds like something else intentionally going on there.
Yeah, it's not good.
I would even say it almost makes you like you're addicted to these foods, maybe?
Yeah.
Would that be too bold of a statement for me to make here?
Intentionally.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
And it's not okay. We're not okay with it. We're fired up about it. You can probably hear that in our voices. This is why we do what we do. Jared and I believe that no woman should ever be held back from the things she wants to do in life just because her body doesn't feel like it. I spent so much of my life not feeling like doing the things I want to do. We have friends, they want to travel and do things, but they get to these places and then they can't get out and explore. They have to see it from their car because they have no energy. They feel bad. It was even my story when we went to pick up Kate, our daughter from China.
When we went to China.
I was stuck in the hotel room. I was so exhausted and so sick. And it wasn't because I had a cold. I literally, my body just could not do it because I did not have the fuel I need. And I had all the things in my body that were sabotaging me and keeping me back, holding me back from the life that I so long to live.
Well, and we don't think about this because it's been a while, but even when we were in China, there were a couple of
excursions and things.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. A couple of excursions that we had to pass on.
Exactly.
Because we just didn't feel like it. Think we've gone halfway around the world,
yeah, and we've been dreaming about our daughter
and going there and have the opportunity while we're there to see some things we may never get the opportunity to see again,
right?
And we just didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's sad,
and it is sad. That's exactly the word I was thinking.
Yeah,
it's sad. And I look at your experience too, that when you were homeschooling the kids from bed, that went on for a number of years. And when you're in the thick of it, you're just surviving.
Oh, it's
you
total survival
really
mode.
You don't really see what's going on from the bigger picture. But yeah, once you're out of that, I look at that time and I think, that's a good few years that was stolen from you.
Oh, it was. And you think about now, I'm 50 years old. This was when I was 40 years old. That just should not be. But sadly, that is the case. People are even having these struggles in their 30s. We've had teenagers write to us. I was miserable. But since I've started listening to your podcast and implementing step by step what you said, I'm finding freedom. I'm finding joy. I'm finding strength and energy I've never had before. And this is what whole plant foods will do to your body. But you're not going to do that simply eating boiled or sauteed plain vegetables. When you're used to eating the things that you love, like burgers, fries, lasagna, and all that stuff, you've got to learn how to do this. And that's why I say this in pretty much every episode. You're going to hear me say it over and over again, because this is my thing. You've got to learn how to make this food taste good, to get the flavors, the sauces, the flavor profiles right. You want to eat chili that tastes like chili. Yeah, you want to eat lasagna that tastes like the lasagna you used to. You want to have the cheese substitutes that I took it to my brother's one day, and he doesn't eat whole food plant-based. And he's like, how did you make this cheese? He goes, I know it's not cheese, but how did you do this? And he's going back for second helpings and third helpings. And you're just going, you just have to know how. And it takes 5 minutes.
And I will tell you, to the point of what you started this episode on, you will start to crave these foods. But there was no craveability research done. This is just whole delicious foods.
Right.
Your body was designed to run on.
But it's a different kind of craving.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, it's not a, I gotta have it. Mm-hmm. It's a, wow, you know what would be really good tonight? I would love some of your lasagna. This is delicious.
Yeah. And you find you start wanting those things, but you don't crave them, and you get full faster because you've got the fiber and the nutrients. So your body doesn't get to the end of the meal and it's craving food and nutrients because it has them, because you gave it the nutrients it needs, but you're satisfied. You feel great because you got enough calories. You got the foods that actually fill your body. They're not empty calories. Your cells are happy. They can build what they need to build. They can repair what they need to repair. And all of a sudden, you're feeling great. You're walking and running and chasing your kids and doing things you just thought you couldn't do anymore because you were getting older.
And you don't feel heavy. You don't feel weighed down. I remember, since we're on lasagna, eating lasagnas, even maybe some commercially made lasagnas, like in the foil containers that you take the top off and just bake it. And after the fact, eating that, well, first, eating myself till I was stuffed completely full, but then afterwards, just feeling so heavy and weighed down, feeling like I just needed a nap, which at the time I thought was normal because that's what I'd been doing my whole life.
Yeah,
like,
after
every
meal.
That was a good meal. I got to take a nap and digest it.
That's not
normal. But now that... No, we know that now.
That's not normal.
It is not normal, because now when we eat, we feel refreshed. We feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
We feel ready to keep on working.
Ready to go.
Because we've given our body the proper fuel.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode. Yeah, and our body says, all right, we're ready to go. You fueled me up. It's much like having a car with fuel in it. Now it can go, right?
It can go because we gave it the right fuel. We didn't put diesel in a gasoline engine.
But you
it's
said
it's not going
to
work.
You said you used to feel stuffed. You used to feel full. So do you just limit what you eat now?
I don't. Well, because before, now yeah. That's a good point there. But before, because of the cravings, I would eat until I just really physically couldn't eat anymore. But now I eat until I'm satisfied. And that is a huge difference, I believe. I think that mm-hmm. is part of it. I'm fueling myself better, but I'm giving myself what it needs, not all it can take.
Yeah. And don't you think your mind was probably still sending signals and messages because things were going through your brain and you've got signals going, I'm still hungry, yet your stomach was physically full. And so you'd eat till you were just stuffed. But what was in there was volume, not volume like fiber, but it was filling. It kind of bloats you, but your body knows it's not getting the nutrients. It started to break down the food while you're eating, and it's still craving what it needs.
I think that was definitely a part of it. But then I think what we're talking about mm-hmm. today is the craveability, how
it's
sometimes foods can be manipulated or yep. certain additives can be put in there that still makes you want more.
This is
and more.
Well, this is one reason I want you to start reading the ingredients label. Quit worrying about the grams, the calories, all those things. I want you to start looking at that ingredients label, not the front label like Jared says.
That's the billboard. That's just trying to sell you on the product.
Right.
It's not there to be honest. Now, they're mm-hmm. not going to lie. Now, of course, we don't eat mayo anymore, but this is my favorite example. There is olive oil in the quote-unquote olive oil mayo, but it's a drop.
Yeah, it's laughable.
That's it.
And it makes me say it's laughable, but really now it just infuriates me because you look at the back.
It's deceptive.
It is very deceptive. I cannot stand lying like that. So anyway, this is the thing. I do not want you to feel guilty. Jared and I don't want you to be carrying guilt about how you're doing something wrong or you just haven't found the right diet yet. Diets don't work. This is called the whole food plant-based diet. And we'll say that sometimes because I'm just going to be honest. It helps people to find us. That's just why we say that. But I'm going to tell you, that's what people are searching because people want a diet. This is not a diet. It is a lifestyle change and it is enjoyable. When you know how to do it right, you've got to know the way to do it that is very simple, very tasty, and quick because it's got to work realistically with your busy schedule. I know you're busy. You're a busy mom. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. You know, your children are raised and you're just trying to see all the grandkids and travel and see the world. You've got things you want to do. Our desire for you is that you have the energy that you need and you feel great enough to accomplish your destiny, the whole reason that you were put here. And there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to do that. So I want to go back to what we were talking about with the sabotaging things that are in your food. So one of the things that I want you to look for on that ingredients label is casein. And I want Jared to talk a little bit about what casein is. And I'm not promising I'm not going to interrupt because I get fired up with this stuff.
Hey, that's okay.
I'm serious.
Bring it on. Bring on the fire. Well, casein is one of the main proteins found in dairy. You have casein mm-hmm. and you have whey, the two primary proteins that are found in there. Well, casein acts in the body kind of like morphine. It has a mild morphine-like effect, which for the calf is beneficial because it drinks the milk. It feels good. It mm-hmm. feels happy. So when it starts to get hungry, it wants to feel happy again. Well, it associates that with mom going mm-hmm. back and getting more milk.
So God puts it in there to draw the calf back to the mom is what it would seem.
Yes.
Right.
But it's not so good for humans mm-hmm. when we're wanting to be healthier and not eat so much cheese
and
so much milk
and sour cream and yogurt and ice cream. We get it in everything. So the point is, this is a known fact. Food manufacturers know that the casein keeps you coming back for more. So what do? They extract this one protein from the animal products and they inject it and insert it. And it's not like syringe inject, but they insert it into other foods, many other foods. So when you see casein in these products, I want you to understand it's put there intentionally to keep you coming back for more. This is not the only thing that does that either. There are more things that they put in there that are addictive that keep drawing you back. But I just wanted to give you this one example today. Jared, and I want you to understand and quit blaming yourself and feeling like there's something I'm not doing right. I lose weight, but I gain it back. You get addicted to these things. It is
really
a literal addiction, and it is intentional. A large part of it is intentional. And so we don't want you to walk around with the guilt of it. And we want you to walk away from this episode understanding there is hope. And you may not feel that you're addicted to food. You may not even feel that you're overweight. Jared and I, we're going to start releasing some of the before and after pictures.
We have to.
Listen.
Oh my goodness.
There's one in particular of both of us where we were sitting at the table eating a, quote, better burger at a organic, free range.
Better quality
burger place.
Beef burger.
Y'all got to see the before and afters. You won't believe. We lost over 75 pounds.
You have to, though.
They've got to see it.
All right.
I know we've not
brought
it out.
It's for the good of you.
Listen,
you are listening.
Email
we'll
us.
Do it.
Email us if you want to see it and say, bring on the fat pics. I'm not kidding. So our feelings will not be hurt at all. But we literally, and I'm not making fun of being overweight. I'm just saying we were overweight and we didn't even see it. Like we could not even see how much overweight we were.
We noticed
and
it was, now, but
it was at
the time it just didn't register.
Unbelievable. It's like clients that we have, they're eating this way, and we weren't eating this way to lose weight. We were eating this way just to feel better. Our lives
more
were
energy,
being stolen.
Less pain.
And so we're so thankful that you do start feeling better eating this way, but it's not just that. Your body is going to start to change. Your skin will get a glow it never had before. You'll have energy. Listen to how I'm talking. It's 9 o'clock at night when we're taping this. We don't always tape this late, but I was just so excited, and Jared was too, to get this message out to you. And I still have energy. I have to force myself to go to bed at night. And before, I was living for the time when I could just literally crash.
She's
I was
not
just
lying.
Surviving.
There are times I tell her, sweetheart, it's late. I got to go to bed. I got to get some sleep.
I'm not taking a bunch of supplements. There are a couple that are good. We talk about those as we go. We're not trying to hide anything from you here. I don't want to keep you for hours in this one podcast episode. But I want you to understand there are things intentionally built into this food. There's a reason you're feeling like, I don't know what to do. I'm hurting. My joints ache. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have an autoimmune disease I'm dealing with. I have clogged arteries, and that just runs in my family. Well, a lot of times coming from someone who had clogged arteries and has a family who all has high cholesterol and clogged arteries and heart disease and heart attacks, my arteries are coming unclogged. I used to lay on my side and hear the blood rushing through my neck. I mean, it was horrible. And my face would start going numb when I laid on that side. I do not have that anymore. There are pictures of people who go plant-based, pictures of their heart. Not only
the angiograms.
Yeah, the clogs open up just by eating plants. And then not only that, you look at the before and after, and after they've been doing plant-based for a while, you see vessels that didn't even show up before. And now the vessels are there. I mean, how awesome is that? What medication does this, Jared?
Oh, there's none. And whenever I went through my medical training, they said, once your arteries are clogged, they're clogged. They don't unclog.
Right. No,
we've been lied
not true.
To. Yeah. We've been lied to. But does this happen just in the heart? No.
It's your whole
It happens everywhere
body.
In your body.
So when your discs
happens
start
your
breaking
brain.
Down. Oh, yeah. In your brain, you can't think.
Happens
right?
to the disc. Now, I spent 10 years doing orthopedic spine. And so this is kind of near and dear where the little tiny arteries go into the disc. Well, we're just taught men when they hit their 20s, women when they hit their 30s, their discs just start degenerating. And that's just the way life is.
Listen.
Well, no. What they found is that in your early 20s, those little arteries are already starting to get clogged. And that's going to happen way before you have a heart attack. So all this stuff is flying under the radar for a number of years. before you then start rubbing bone on bone and have the pain.
Right. So when you hear somebody tell you this just happens or just happens as you age, you need to stop, put on the brakes right there and start waving the red flag in your mind because there's something up. There's something behind these things. Yes, we're all going to get older, but in the places in the world where they eat the most plant products, and I can tell you it's our experience, it's the experience of our clients, we see it all the time, but research backs it up. In the places where they eat the most plant-based, why do we see that these people don't get heart disease? There's no such thing in those areas. They just don't get it as a whole. And it's because of the animal products that we're eating and in such large volumes. It's not just a little bit here and there. It's like one, two, three times a day. And so we have to look at what is causing this. If my joints are aching now, what is causing this? It's not just because you're getting older. Stop letting people tell you that stuff. It's just not true. So we want you to understand the craveability that we're talking about here. These things are baked into your foods on purpose. And some of these things are just naturally in the animal products as well, because God put them there to keep the babies to come back to the moms to get the milk. That's just how it is. So this is just scratching the surface of why you need to consider eating more and more and more and more plants. Maybe you think, I can't do all plant-based right now. You can eat more vegetables than you're eating now, but you've got to find a way to do it that you actually enjoy, or it's never going to last. Never. So don't start another diet, please. Whatever you do, don't start a diet. It's miserable. It's never going to work. It hasn't worked before. It's not going to work now. So find the way that you enjoy. And that's what we do. We create these new ways of making these recipes. That's why we're so passionate about it. It's changed our lives. It's changed the lives of our clients. We get notes every day. We talk to them every day. They light up. They're like, I love this way of living. There's a reason for that, because you find food freedom. You're not stuck craving those things anymore. You feel satisfied and full. You enjoy and love the food. It's time saving. It's money saving. Your kids can love it. They can learn how to do it before age 7. They can be in there helping you prep veggies and do all these things. It's fun. It makes you feel amazing. It tastes great and it heals your body. And then it comes with none of the bad side effects. Seriously, it's just a win, 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 win. That's just what it is.
The winning keeps on going.
Yeah, that's it. Times infinity. It's the infinity win, really.
But it's not just winning for you. It's winning for your family. Like you were saying, your children
for everything, even for the planet. And I'm not even going there, but there is that aspect too.
It is.
And we're stewards as children of God. If you're a believer, you are a steward of this planet and you're to be a good steward. So we need to be informed about these things. Jared and I were not for many years. So you can start looking into that aspect too. We won't even go there because we focus on the food. But I want you to understand that there is that aspect as well. And start looking into that. This isn't just a tree hugger thing. This is reality.
There's a very real environmental impact to it.
Absolutely. But what we want you to think about is the fact that you are not alone. We are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out to us. And if you want somebody to guide you through this journey, somebody who genuinely cares about you, will answer all your questions on a regular basis, is there to just cheer you on, tell you the next steps to take. We have everything laid out step by step by step inside Power on Plant Society. I want you to go right now and get your name on the wait list so you don't miss out, sister. We only open it a couple of times a year, and we're opening the doors very soon. We don't keep it open long because we like working with our members as they come in to help them get the results they need. We have an amazing group of women right now, and we'd love to have you join us. So go right now to powerontplants.com/membership and get your name on the wait list. If the doors are already open when you listen to this, it will bring you to the actual page so you can join and just learn more about what's offered there, what we have for you there. We are so excited for it. We have poured our heart and soul into this, and we just keep making it better and better, releasing more courses, more exclusive recipes, and more exciting ways for you to get the results you're after and to make it last. We want you to feel your absolute best, and it can be done. It does not have to be miserable, and we are so excited for what the future holds for you and all your dreams that can become reality. We look forward to getting to know you inside the membership, and we look forward to seeing you next time on Power on Plants.